we're doing well. We're doing a lot better than we have in the past, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we've been able to articulate, I think, a very compelling vision, a very thoughtful strategy about where the university is today and where it clearly needs to go in the future. And that has gravitated well with people from across the region, across the state, and across the nation. And I think it's largely because this is an amazing university. Everybody knows it's amazing, but it really has been somewhat, stuck for the last decades or so. And now we have a real clear vision about how we move it to the next level of excellence. You know, it's already a very fine university, but we've been able to articulate, I think, a clearer path to what it needs to do, what are the central issues that must be addressed in order for us to move to the next level of excellence, because, you know, the status quo is not sufficient. It won't get us to where we need to be.
Well, President Jones, in your address, you talked about attracting more students and increasing enrollment.
We clearly have to pay more attention to our enrollment, and we must grow that enrollment strategically. We must be in a better position to be allowed to offer the degree programs that students want, that the state's economy is telling us that we need, that the employers are telling us that we need. And we have to do that strategically, and we're providing an opportunity to provide a public option for some of these degree programs, because people forget sometimes that we're the only comprehensive public research university in the region, and we have an opportunity to really provide a very high-quality, affordable education in some of these high-needs, high-demand areas. That is absolutely central to our growth. And the way that we plan to grow the university, as I said in the State of the University address, is through a very thoughtful, strategic expansion of the university, offering the degree programs that clearly young people want and that the economy are demanding.
What are some of the new programs UAlbany is offering?
We've been able to stand up the College of Engineering and Applied Sciences, which will be the only public option for engineering and applied sciences in the region. That's critically important. This is a huge deal for this university. And so we're very, very excited about the early signs of the interest in this academic program and the support that we're getting from other higher education providers in the region to really stand up this program. The second one is the affiliation with Albany Law School. That's going to be a game changer for our students that want to pursue law degrees, because it provides a very clear pathway through the 3+3 programs that makes legal education more accessible and affordable for UAlbany students. And it provides a wider array of opportunities for those students that go into Albany Law School from other places will now have access to the University at Albany to broaden their legal education beyond just the JD degree, to possibility getting a joint degree in public policy or criminal justice or social welfare, whatever it might be. So it broadens the perspective and opportunities for all students. And then thirdly, the new College of Emergency Preparedness, Homeland Security, and Cybersecurity that the governor asked us to stand up to meet the needs of the state is going to be a model that we think that is going to be the model for not only the region and for the state, but for the rest of the country, about how do you create a multidisciplinary collegiate unit that reaches across multiple disciplines to provide a seamless education across emergency preparedness, homeland security, and cybersecurity. So all of those programs and the work that we're going to be doing in the area of cybersecurity, and big data analytics as well are going to attract students that just don't think about UAlbany now because we don't have those programs. And then as we build up this extra capacity, the fourth key thing that we're doing, and I spent a lot of time talking about this yesterday, we are really ramping up our focus on the student experience. We want students to have such an amazing experience when they come here that they're going to go off and become very successful alums, of course, but they're still going to be really connected back to the university, back to this community, and they will tell other students about the amazing experience that they have had here. And that will be one of the mechanisms by which we will continue to grow this university, by word of mouth.
And you're also taking the financial growth of the university very seriously. And I understand you laid out some pathways to essential to achieving the university's vision.
Well, you know, the whole question is, how do you finance the future of this university, you know, in light of what's going on in terms of external support for higher education? And we do have to think differently about how we finance the mission. And given the compelling vision that we've articulated, we have been able to attract two of the largest gifts in the history of the university in about a six-month time period. Those gifts will be catalytic, we think, to our ultimate launch of a capital of a comprehensive campaign that really is going to help move this university ahead in terms of providing the resources that's going to help us finance the mission, including providing more tuition support for our students, more support for our faculty and the work, critical work that they do in educating and teaching our students. And so that is a very key part of our strategy. We really can't get to where we need to be unless we're able to do things like maintain the 2020 tuition strategy that's been in place for the last almost 5 years now, and really step up our external support from alums, from supporters of the universities, from other philanthropic agencies and foundations.